been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning, August the 30th. It is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we have kind of a flat day here in the market after a pretty good day yesterday. We have the Dow down 18 points right now at 18,484. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 basically flat here, 2,180. The NASDAQ's up by 9 points. The NASDAQ is at 5,241. Pretty good day in the energy patch. Crude oil up 41 cents per barrel today. Crude oil is at $47.39. We have gold down $4.80, and gold is at 1,322. The gold stocks do not look very good right now. It appears to me that gold is anticipating a tightening Fed. Maybe not in September, but definitely in that December meeting. Silver's down 2 cents, $18.75 per ounce. The euro is at 1.11. We've seen a little strengthening in the dollar here. That is also seems to point to anticipated tightening by the Fed. The 10-year yield has dropped back down to 1.56. That's where it's been for quite some time. It did go up last Friday after the Jackson Hole speech by Miss Yellen. Now it's back down to 1.56 on the 10-year yield. And the Russell 2000 up a little bit today. It's up 0.2%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, one of the sectors that's doing okay today is the energy patch. Oil is up about 41 cents. Williams Capital believes that the oil industry fundamentals are solid. You know, I'm hearing that more and more from different analysts, different firms on the street. They like, let's see what they like, all right? They like SM, that's SM Energy. Okay, well, it's breaking out to new all-time highs. I can't argue with that one. They like NFX. I want to say that's Newfield Exploration. NFX, yes, Newfield Exploration at or near all-time highs. They like Cabot Oil and Gas, COG. Yeah, it's at or near all-time highs. They like EGN, which is Energen, breaking out to new highs. Hey, these guys are all right. They like Gulfport Energy, GPOR. Nice bounce there. They like Oasis Petroleum, OAS, getting ready to break out, looks like to me. They like two more, PDCE, which is PDC Energy. Look at that thing go, breaking out to new highs. And they like Pioneer Drilling. Boy, that one's coming up on a lot of lists these days. Pioneer Drilling, also very solid chart pattern. So there's another big Wall Street firm coming on board with their liking for the energy patch. Meanwhile, how did your home do over the last 30 days? It went down 0.1%, 10 basis points. The Case-Shiller Index, June, minus 0.1. Year over year, your home, your average home, if you live in an average home, your average home in an average city, has gone up by 5.1% year over year. Laszlo Borini. How many of you have heard of Laszlo Borini? He's an old salt, man. He's been around forever in the market. He smells a top in the real estate investment trust. Well, I think he's 6 weeks too late, 2 months too late, but at least he's in agreement with me. He says they are being given their own separate sector. Maybe you haven't heard that, but the S&P 500 is going to create a sector all by their lonesome for the real estate investment trust. He likens this move by the S&P 500, or by the S&P Standard & Poor's, to them adding Apple to the Dow after it went on a 1,000% rise. You know, I was thinking the same thing. When they added Apple to the Dow Jones Industrial Average, I was thinking to myself, they're about 3-4 years too late here. Apple has not done a whole lot since it was added to the Dow. Well, now they're breaking off the real estate investment trust into their own sector. And he adds that REITs are up 348% from the bottom in 2009 and are now trading at a PE multiple of 45. Who's the guy who's been warning about the real estate investment trust? Who's the guy who's written articles about this beginning back on July the 5th saying, warning, the REIT stocks are expensive? Well, the guy that did that was Bill Gunderson. And I gave several examples of REITs that I sold during that period of time. I wrote an article over the weekend. It's had hundreds of comments, people defending the REITs, people agreeing with me. Most people, though, I find, they try to justify. You know, as things start to go down, it's hard to admit, well, I might be wrong here, you know. Instead, they say, well, I'm buying more. Go ahead. At 45 times earnings? Real estate investment trusts are not designed to go up 348% from their low in 2009. You know, there's nothing wrong with getting out while the getting is good. But you've got the buy and hold crowd. They've been lulled into this false sense of security by lazy brokers and lazy analysts who are asleep at the wheel. Just buy and hold. I heard that in the year 2000 with the tech stocks too, you know. I heard that in 2008 with the financials, including guys like Jim Cramer who were saying, oh, Bear Stearns is fine. Hang on to it. Lehman Brothers will be just fine. You know what? That's the Wall Street crowd. I'm out here in San Diego, tuck on it. I'm in the southwest corner as far from Wall Street as I can possibly be. And those words buy and hold don't ring well in my ears because I've heard that story before. That's just me. Apple. Well, how are things going at Apple? They got a little tax problem. They are being roiled. The stock today, is it down 1%? It's not down that much. It's down 0.7%, however. The EU says that Apple owes billions of dollars in back taxes, that Ireland gave them an unfair tax benefit, and they want Apple to pay up. Meanwhile, Apple is talking about their new iPhone. At least they're not talking about it, but the rumors are coming out. And I like what I hear right now. The iPhone 7. Now, here's the rumors. It'll be waterproof. I don't know about you, but I've killed one iPhone in my day by dropping it into a sink full of water. It worked for about 2 or 3 minutes. I said, wow, I dodged a bullet. And then it went blue, and it was over. Ouch. Well, they're talking about waterproofing the next phase, the iPhone 7. They're talking about stereo sound. That'd be nice. And they're talking about a dual lens camera. Yeah, you know, maybe one for close-ups and maybe one for more of your landscape shots. I like what I hear. That might entice. That might be enough to entice iPhone owners to go out and upgrade. That's what really Apple depends upon. Morgan Stanley does not see a rate hike in September. I'd have to say I'm on board there. I don't see a rate hike in September. We have election in November. The Fed is political. Don't tell me that the Fed is not political. The Fed is political. If it comes down from the White House saying, hey, keep rates low, you know, that's a lot of pressure on them. And don't forget that the Fed chairman is appointed by said White House. I think, however, in December, I think there's a very high percentage, a very high probability that we will see a rate hike. We did have a nice bounce in bonds yesterday. We had about a 10 basis point sell-off after the Jackson Hole speeches on Friday. Yesterday, the bond market came back, and we're right back in that 1.56% area. Okay, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about a few stragglers here reporting earnings, some warnings, some companies not doing so good. There's some patterns, there's some themes there that I want to reiterate. Of course, I also want to go through the big picture of the market at the current time, which we did not get to yesterday. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Quarter of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Just a few stragglers here that I want to talk about, then we'll get into the big picture of the market. We have a couple of companies in the news. Hershey, Mondelez has backed off of buying Hershey Kisses. Abercrombie & Fitch misses. Does that surprise anybody? Isn't that a mall-based retailer? Who's been warning about the mall-based retailers? I don't think that's takes a genius to figure that out. Abercrombie & Fitch is down 13%. Another mall-based retailer. Sears is going to announce a Craftsman brand of paint. Well, we'll see if that saves Sears, all right? Here's where we're at year-to-date in the market. With about, 9, 10, 11, 4 months to go? Wow, we're two-thirds of the way through the year 2016. 4 months to go. 1 month to go until the end of the quarter. The S&P 500 is up 6% for the year. And as I've said before, that doesn't even begin to tell the story. We had a wild and woolly January, one of the worst, the worst January in the history of the market. And then we had another sell-off in the springtime. But when all is said and done, and all the numbers have been counted, we're up 6.1% on the S&P 500, going probably down below that 6% today with the little sell-off in the market. The forward PE of the market right now is 16.9. We began the year at 16.1. The market is still not in any kind of valuation trouble. If it can maintain a higher multiple than what it has over the last 25 years, then the market can continue to go higher. And we also need earnings to go higher. I'm currently using a multiple of 17.5, which has been the average over the last 15 years. And I continue to use a higher than normal long-term multiple because we're in a low interest rate environment, which makes stocks more attractive, and it makes them capable of supporting a higher multiple. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 5% on the year. Again, doesn't begin to tell the story. It's been a wild and woolly year. The NASDAQ is up about 4%, 3.5%, somewhere in there on the year. As we look at the emerging markets, they've outperformed the U.S. markets. The emerging markets up 14.5% on the year, but that doesn't tell the whole story. To own the emerging markets, you would have had to have, they include Latin America, which has had a really good year, but boy, is that volatile. Brazil, a big part of the emerging markets. Ms. Rousseff continues to testify in her impeachment trial. Tremendous political risk out there right now. China, a big part of the emerging markets. China continues to slow down. The Chinese market's done okay this year, however. It's up 4.6%, and lately it seems to be gathering some steam. I continue to own two very large stocks that are headquartered in China, the Hong Kong part of China. The emerging markets, like I say, you know, you're up 14.5%, but I believe there's an extraordinary amount of risk there. Europe, down 2.6%. I can't imagine why anybody would want to invest in a no-growth environment like Europe right now. Canada's had a good year. Canada pretty much trails and tracks oil prices. It's an economy very much linked to oil and timber and natural resources. Canada's up 19% on the year. Yes, there's a Canadian ETF that you can buy. There's ETFs on almost everything now. Even a Russian ETF. Russia's up 25% this year. Do you want to invest in Russia? Go ahead, be my guest. That's another one that's very much linked to energy. And Miss Rousseff, former Prime Minister of Brazil, it looks like, her Brazil is up 59% this year. That's had a lot to do with the nice move in the emerging markets. In fact, Latin America overall is up 33%, but it comes with some hot peppers, man. That stuff is volatile. And, of course, the bond markets had a pretty good year. If you had a 50-50 bond stock allocation, you're up about 5% this year, okay? That's a buy-and-hold strategy. The IEF, which tracks the 10-year Treasury, up about 5.5% this year. The U.S. dollar down so far this year on a, you know, the Fed has been dovish. The U.S. dollar pretty much reflects the state of our current, of the, you know, underlying what underlies our currency. What underlies our currency is a dovish Fed and mounting debt. And the dollar's down 3.8%. But it's strengthening here because there is talk of a December rate hike. The weak dollar has been bullish for gold. Gold's up 25% on the year. I have just a tiny little bit of gold stocks right now. I'm not really very excited about gold. You can look at the charts of gold. They don't look good. You can look at the chart of the dollar, which is strengthening. That won't be good for gold. Meanwhile, oil is up 27%. I still say that I believe that energy, the energy stocks, the energy patch has the most upside potential. And when I wrote my article over the weekend on how I don't like a lot of areas, a lot of the traditional income producers like real estate investment trust, utilities, and big blue chip dividend paying stocks, I think they've had all the juice squeezed out of them. They're like a lemon that's got nothing left in it. And the valuations are extreme. And somebody asked me, what areas do you like? I said, well, I've completely pivoted in my income-producing portfolio away from the expensive areas of the market into the areas of the market that I find to be inexpensive, number one, and number two, areas of the market that aren't impacted as much by a rising interest rate environment, if we get one. One of those areas would obviously be the energy patch. There's a lot of dividend-paying stocks in energy. There's a lot of real estate or a lot of exchange-traded funds also that have energy stocks in them that have nice dividend yields. That's just one area that I have pivoted to, away from the expensive REITs, away from the expensive utilities, and away from the expensive blue-chip dividend payers. They're way too expensive. Now, looking at technicals of the market right now, the market broke out about 4 or 5 weeks ago, finally, after an 18-month sideways trend and resistance lines that it just could not get through. Well, it finally broke through, and that's the mode we're in right now on the S&P, the Dow, and the NASDAQ. We are still in that breakout mode. Well, it's not going to continue to just go up each and every day, but we're in a nice position right now from a technical point of view. When we come back, we'll talk valuation. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, this is the segment of the show, which we do every week, on asset allocation. Asset allocation means something different to different investors and different money managers like myself. You've always heard the term, it's not good to have all your eggs in one basket. I totally agree with that thought. Look at technology back in 2000, how the tech sector imploded. And most people had technology stocks, were loaded up with technology stocks. At the same time, I think you can have too many eggs in one basket. And I think at times there are rotten eggs that you don't want to have in your basket. Well, I mean, let's just look over time. When the stock market equities get too expensive, like they did in 1999 and 2000, there's a lot of danger there. And when the bond market gets bloated, like it is these days, now I'm not saying it's going to explode tomorrow, but it's awfully expensive, the bond market, in terms of historical interest rates, which have averaged between 6 to 10% since the Roman Empire. And now we're at 1.5%. You're still okay, but just keep your eye on those interest rates. You don't want them going back above 2, 2.5, 3. That will cause some tremendous gyrations in the financial markets, which I believe will happen at some point in the future. Mathematics and common sense tell me that. And they can talk all they want about how rates have been going down and they're going to continue to go down. There's no worries here whatsoever. I've heard this kind of talk before. It's not good to get lulled into a false sense of security. I don't care if it's real estate investment trust. I don't care if it's utility stocks. I don't care if it's technology stocks. I don't care if it's home builder stocks or even single family homes. You have to use a little bit of common sense, and you have to try to keep the best eggs in your basket at any given time. And right now, I continue to be heavily weighted in equities, in stocks. The bond market makes my left eye twitch. I know, it's up 5% this year. Well, you're getting a 1.5% dividend yield on U.S. Treasuries, and I just don't think it's worth the risk, taking the risk for that little pittance of a dividend. That's just me. I think there's other areas of the market where I would go that have a better chance. You know, and that's another argument I hear all the time when I wrote my article over the weekend. All these people come back at me and say, what do I care if the stock goes down? I'm still getting my dividend yield. Well, in my book, it's all about a total return. If you buy an apartment building that you're getting your rents every month and somebody builds something in front of it and blocks the view and you lose half the value in your apartment building, are you happy? Are you going to stand there and say, well, I'm still collecting my rents? But you lost 50% of your principal. Principal to me is just as important as the income flow that comes off of that investment. So that makes little sense to me that I'll ride stocks down because I'm still continuing to get my dividend yield. That must be common core math or something that they're teaching in the world today. I didn't learn that type of math in my day. Anyways, I continue to like stocks. I have very little exposure to the bond market. Oh, Gunderson, you're crazy, man. Don't you know that the academic models show that a 70-year-old should have 70% of their assets in the bond market and 30% of their assets in the stock market? You're going against common wisdom. Common wisdom also said that mortgage bonds were AAA. Subprime mortgage bonds were AAA back in 2008. How did that common wisdom work out? And it was a lot of those Ivy League folks that put together those CDOs and prime, subprime packages that they sent all over the world and nearly imploded the financial markets. You know, common wisdom. I've heard that one before, too. I'm just nervous about the bond market. I lean heavily. Okay, now my app, the Best Stocks Now app, it not only ranks individual stocks on a daily basis, but it ranks the asset classes. In a simple world, there's about five asset classes. Simple. Keep it simple. Stocks, bonds, cash, precious metals, and real estate. Well, I rank those on a daily basis, and big trends emerge. The top 10, don't forget the subcategories too. Within the stock market, you can't just have one category stocks. It's broken down into small cap stocks, mid cap stocks, large cap stocks, foreign stocks, emerging market stocks. So when I break it down into 33 different asset classes, which includes all the little sub-asset classes, the top 10 continue to be all stock related. And there's another thing about the top 10 list. Well, there's one that's bond related, U.S. bonds, which would be the other point that I would make. Most of the top 10 are right here in the U.S., 8 out of 10. For that reason, I don't have any European eggs in my basket. I have just a couple of emerging market eggs in my basket, and I have very little in the way of bonds in my basket. That's just me. I don't like the risk there. If those eggs start to crack, there's going to be trouble. The worst asset classes, in my opinion, right now, currently, you can add in a sixth asset class. There's ways to be short the market, inverse the market. That can come in real handy at the right time. I've carried a little hedge earlier this year, some little hedges that cost me some performance, but I was protecting the baskets that I manage. Right now, I don't have any hedges in the market. When the market broke out through its resistance level, I took off any hedges, which represented about 5% of my portfolios back then. But when the market starts to reel and rock, whether it's the bond market, whether it's the precious metals market, whether it's the stock market, these inverse funds will come in real handy. But right now, they're at the bottom of the rankings. The precious metals have moved towards the bottom of the rankings, too, right now. I think they're looking at a maybe hawkish Fed by the end of this year and a strengthening dollar. That's what that move is telling me. And the commodities overall, not doing real well right now, other than oil, which isn't a commodity. And I still don't like short-term treasuries, cash, whatnot. Those are at the bottom of the ladder. And I still do not like the bond market, although it's up 5% this year, judging by the 10-year treasury. Those are the best-ranked asset classes right now. Those are the worst-ranked asset classes. If I was to go outside of the U.S. right now, the one that shows the most promise is China, believe it or not. A lot of Chinese stocks are rising up in the ranks in my Best Stocks Now app. Maybe they're cheaper than U.S. stocks. A lot of Chinese ETFs, and I still continue to own two big stocks, two of the biggest from China. But U.S. stocks continue to dominate the top of the ladder of the asset class rankings. Now, U.S. stocks are broken up into sectors. There's technology. There's energy. There's financials. And on and on and on. What are the best sectors at the current time? Well, the technology sector still looks very favorable. It's stocks. It's U.S. It's growth. I kind of favor the smaller and the mid caps right now in the technology sector. The semiconductors are still doing very well. We also have the energy sector, which looks good to me still. We're starting to see some movement in the bank stocks and the financials. They're also indicating that the market is kind of expecting a rate hike and a tightening Fed by the end of this year, which would be the one-year anniversary of the last Fed hike. The healthcare sector, you know what? Ms. Clinton has put the brakes on the healthcare sector, especially the drug sector and the biotech sector. She's not a friend of that sector. She's roiled and rattled that sector many times in the past, and she did it again recently with her comments on Mylan Labs and the EpiPen debacle. The worst sectors? Solar energy, silver, healthcare, the expensive telecoms, utilities, REITs. I would avoid those sectors. That's me. When we come back, S&P valuation. This is Bill Gunderson.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. I believe that this is the most important segment of the show every single week. Earnings on the S&P 500 have been growing since March of 2009. As long as earnings continue to grow, the market's going to continue to go higher. When earnings stop growing on the S&P 500, it will level off. That's what's happened over the last 2 years. Earnings have leveled off because energy prices have dropped, took a bite out of the energy sector, which makes up about 10% of the S&P 500. Cost us about $10 in earnings, I would say, over the last year, $10 in each year. But now earnings are starting to recover at the energy patch. And now we're looking for continued growth in earnings. And I've had people argue, Bill, earnings topped out in 2012. No, they didn't top out in 2012. Earnings growth has continued. Earnings are earnings are earnings. And I've heard the argument, well, it's because people are laying off the sales growth. There's no sales growth. That's true. But they have cut costs to keep those earnings growing. And it's really a mathematical issue. You can't argue with the math behind the earnings and the growth in earnings. You can argue against the concept and how they arrive at the math, I suppose. But math is math. Earnings are earnings. Numbers are numbers. And since 2009, earnings of the S&P 500 have continued to grow. And I've heard all the pundits and all the permabears, do not get into this market. It's propped up by the Fed, by gold. The dollar's going to crash. They've been wrong. But they have a hard time admitting when they're wrong. In fact, most of these guys are so proud. Pride's not a good thing. In a way it is, but for the most part, pride can get us into real trouble. We can become stubborn. We can become hard-headed. We can become set in our ways. Pride's one to watch for, in my opinion. I think humility and humble gets us a lot further in life. Well, you know, I see these guys. They're too proud to admit they're wrong. And you know what they do? They're so proud, they double down on their wrong calls. Well, if you continue to espouse your call and continue to make the same exact call, eventually you're going to be right. But 7 years of being wrong can take a big bite out of one's reputation, out of one's, following, out of one's credibility. But be it as it may, that's the way the market works. There's a lot of individual personalities that make up the market, make up commentary on the market, newsletter writers, money managers, etc. They have failed to admit and recognize, number one, that you can't fight the Fed, and number two, earnings are earnings are earnings. Now, having said that, what are earnings going to end up being for this year? We now have two quarters in the books, and the third quarter will end in a month. What do earnings look like? Are they going to be more than last year? That's what matters. Well, they're going to be about the same as last year. Maybe just a little bit higher. That's why the market's only up about 5% this year, because earnings have not gone higher by 10 or 15% from the previous year. The multiples expanded a little bit, though, giving us that 5% gain that we've seen so far this year. Now, having said that, this year is almost over. Yes, you better start. How many shopping days until Christmas, you know? Kids are back in school now. Summer's over. Life goes on. Everything is cyclical in life. We're now looking ahead to 2017. We're looking ahead to 2017 on valuations for individual stocks. And we're looking ahead to 2017 for valuation on the S&P 500. My earnings estimate, which I'm right in there with everybody else, the consensus, which always makes me nervous when I'm in the consensus, I have $134 per share for next year. That compares to $118 this year. How can that be, Gunderson? The economy's only growing by about 1 to 2%. Well, there's individual companies within the economy that are growing faster than that. They're doing what they have to do to keep earnings growth going at the company. $134 per share, 17.5 multiple. I currently have a target price on the S&P 500 of $2,345. Subject to change week by week, but I've been in that zone now for several months. Now I continue to watch it. I update those numbers weekly. We've just gone through another earnings season. If there was going to be any major downgrades to those expectations, it would have happened during this earnings season that's just completed. But we basically had an earnings season just completed that was better than expected, and it had no impact on those estimates. Right now, the S&P has about 8% upside potential over the next 12 months. I still say the market, my newsletter still says that that buy signal that I put out on the market back in September of 2009 is still in place today. There's been times to be cautious. There's been times when I have not been as bullish as others. There's been times when I've been very protective of the nest, the baskets that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management, but I also take capital preservation very seriously. But having said that, I am 75% invested in the market right now. I've taken some chips off the table in the REIT sector, the utility sector, some of the dividend sectors, but I'm looking every day to put that money to work. I remain on a buy signal here at Gunderson Capital Management in my weekly newsletter. I'm not a perma bear. I'm not a perma bull. I believe in going with the cycles that present themselves in the market, the cycles in the economy, the cycles in earnings, and the cycles in stocks, bonds, real estate, gold, etc. Right now, I remain 75% invested in U.S. stocks for the most part, little smattering here in China. All right, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. You can give us a call. This is how we manage money. We're a little bit different than the average Wall Street firm. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or get the newsletter coming to your door every week, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.